the New World Order really goes all the way back to the concept of the United Nations and a supra world government system that is able to handle the problems of the world, the economic issues, the global things that happen out there, and to theoretically be a peacemaker among warring nations. They're to be the world's referees. But those who tend to move around in that thought process are really those who have controlled for a long time the world's money systems, the banking system. So wrapped up in that are entities of the Federal Reserve that helps, and the central banks of Europe, and International Monetary Fund, and all of that. It has its roots in Europe, and old European money, and it has as its sights a resurrection of European power and wealth, but with the focus upon world control and dominance. Now, President Eisenhower, during his reign, or his reign, but his term in office, actually stood and went to the airwaves and warned the American public about entering into and becoming a part of what he referred back then as this new world order, this expanded United Nations. And he said that the intents are evil, and the problems would be problematic for the United States. Well, George W. Bush came on board, and he stood right on the floor of the House and making address, and he talked about it, and people can Google and they can find him talking about the new world order, how it will happen. He said, and it will happen, where we understand we have the rule of law justly enforced, da 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 da. But behind him came Clinton, who also verbalized and used those words many times, and so did Bush the younger. And when Obama came into office, and people can still Google this, they can go back and find an interview with Henry Kissinger, the night of the election when Obama first won. And they interviewed Henry Kissinger, who was the point man and the organizer for George Bush the first, and ask him, Henry Kissinger, what do you think about Obama being our pick, as we can remember him speak, our pick to usher in the new world order? So really what you have behind the scenes, you have a series of presidents who have done things relative to foreign engagements and treaties and agreements, from trade to other things, that have had this as a common thing, a lessening of the importance of the role of the United States, a diminishing of the role of the United States in a matter of the world's eyes, and a moving over, a distribution of our wealth. We had David on here talking about the distribution of wealth. This president has taken American tax dollars and distributed around the world. Now the entire global economy is on shaky ground. A lot of things are happening today, a lot because of this. Other nations have profited because of what we have, because these guys that have come before have actually given it away. And I asked people to remember, when the Pope came to this country and made his tour here this summer, he was stood right alongside Obama. And they both were saying the same thing, because the Pope himself is talking about the necessity for a new world order and a new government. One thing that they have not had is an ability to tax and to raise money for themselves. Well, that is now done, because our president, leading 165 other nations of the world, agreed to this worldwide energy tax that they put in place, that they say to take care of the climate change. That's the world tax. It's the one piece that they've needed, that they can now collect and impose on the nations of the world, and they can fund for the first time this new world order, which all of these past presidents have. All this being said, two candidates have spoken out against this, because they're saying we ought to be concerned about American sovereignty and returning America to its former role. That's Trump. That's Cruz. Both of these entities, both of these gentlemen, are feared greatly by those who would rather submit, take America to the point of submission in favor of a world government. So these two guys should be that they're speaking out and working against them.